So it looks like Disney's live-action Moana, a movie that literally nobody asked for, nobody wanted, only 10 years after the animated version, might be on its way to becoming one of Disney's biggest bombs ever. You're welcome. Because they're going to bomb us.
It's the biggest bomb ever, but it's definitely not tracking for anywhere near what they're expecting. They doubled down on stupid live-action films after Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't... Well, so this one was already announced, but they canceled a lot of them. And then they kept moving forward with this one. And most people are just like, why? Because this movie isn't even 10 years old.
No, I mean, at this point, Disney just film the live-action version as you're animating the cartoon at the same time, release them in the theater at the same time and give people a choice. They did this because Bob Iger, this was his pet. This was his one like major success that he had on his watch. So he's like, oh, Moana, Moana, and Frozen, and Frozen. And yeah, it's not gonna
people
go
are
well
just then. Sick of it. I just, and now they're doubling down on Tangled.
Yeah.
Tangled might do okay because it's been a long time since that movie came out. But this one was already incredibly popular. It was going to be hard to beat. And it's only been, it isn't even 10 years. It won't be 10 years till November since that movie came out.
Remake Song of the South. I dare you.
They won't.
I dare you, Disney.
They're not going to do that.
Make all the animals live action and just like, yeah, they're all furries. Fursuits. That would be great. Anyway, we're going to talk about this one. Let's talk about this one. I guess because we have to. Because we have
to. We don't have to,
but we're going to.
You want to, so here we are.
Do I want to? No. Do people expect us to? Yes. So let's talk about it. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
If you'd like more Clownfish TV, including the audio version, is actually out on Substack right now, too. So you can go to more, more.clownfishtv.com, where we've got exclusive episodes that you will not find here on YouTube. And if you'd like to listen to us elsewhere, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, you know the drill. So this is a tale as old as time, because this happens all the time now where they try to use the trades to pump up the numbers to get people to think they're missing out. Like, oh my God, guys, you better reserve your tickets now for this new movie coming out because it's going to do gangbusters. So just a couple of weeks ago, they're like, it's going to do 85 million US. This movie's going to be huge. No, now it's tracking to 45 to 60.
It depends who you ask. It's mostly between 45 to 60 or 55 to 70. But I haven't really seen much advertising for this other than the theater trailers, theatrical trailers. Have you?
No, and it looks just kind of beat for beat like the original, but worse. It actually just looks like they're on green screen the whole time, and it's weird to... I mean, I know Dwayne Johnson did the voice of Maui, but that the character was Maui. This is...
Yes, but his production company helped do the movie.
He gave us $7.
Yeah, he gave us $7.
I mean, I like Dwayne Johnson overall, but like it just, I don't know. This isn't working for me. It looks like he's in a muscle suit or something. It looks weird. Like he's got Ozempic face, but then the rest of his body looks like it did 20 years ago. I'm like, what's going on here? I don't know. I'm not the target demographic, but I have less than zero interest in this one. In fact, the last couple of live action Disney movies, I sent Geeky and our daughter out to take one for the team. Oh, I did. Yeah. I wanted to see that.
Lilo and Stitch, because it was so many years later. I still thought that was pushing it. They made some changes, so it wasn't the exact beat for beat from the original. I don't know how much they're going to change in this one. But, you know, people wanted to see that. Lilo and Stitch had been a long time, and it had been very popular, lots of spinoffs. Moana, they already have the Moana 2 animation. There's no reason to do the Moana live-action film. And they're already talking about probably Moana 3 animated film, because people want the animated films, but just not every animation has to be turned into a live-action remake.
No, and especially not this soon. I mean, this is like, God, I'm waiting for Wreck-It Ralph in live action. That's going to be something.
But that's been a long enough time even then, and you know, that people may be more accepting. And not really, but they might be more accepting of it. This one, when they announced it, this movie had only been out like a few years.
Yeah, I know.
It was like, why are you doing it? Basically, I can tell you why. Bob Iger's trying to get more money, and so is Dwayne Johnson. That's why they did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And it was like 7 years, because I remember they announced it before Moana 2 came out that they were doing a live action one too. And people were like, wait a minute, you're doing this Moana sequel? Okay, cool. Wait, you're doing a live action one too? Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Like I said, just at this point, just, you know, release them back to back. But
I vote not do them at all. But if you're going to do them, you know, make live action versions of movies maybe that weren't as popular that would translate well live action, like Atlantis or, you know, Hercules or something like that. Well, they talked about doing Hercules, but they were going to mess it all up and make it like TikTok.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was
good
terrible.
Versions of it, you know, make it a little different and it might work. Or better yet, just don't do it at all.
Just stop. I mean, to be fair though, Disney has always remade stuff, but they would at least wait a couple of decades usually to do it. Like they redid Freaky Friday. They did the Absent-Minded Professor.
Animated films.
No, this whole thing is like, this needs to stop. Actually, I would argue the live action versions are worse than the cheap ghouls that they used to get on Eisner for, that he would do the direct to DVD.
At least they were a new story.
Yeah, at least it was a new story. But this shit's just like, it's the same thing. But then they always have to, you know, give it a little bit of a twist and it makes it worse. See, also Lilo and Stitch, the whole Gantu missing thing. That was
awful. Think some of them translate well and some don't. Like, I think the Tangled one will do well. I think it could translate well into a live action. And I think because the you know, Catherine Hahn is Mother Gothel and stuff, I think will go over well. I think that one might do okay. But this one, it just, when I heard everybody, I don't think I heard any person I know of that I've talked to say, yes, that's a fabulous idea. Most everybody was like, why? Why are you remaking that one? It's not even 10 years old. And the original was so good. You're not going to top it. So why are you?
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, Dwayne Johnson wanted to play Maui again and money.
Just because of money. That's always, I mean, look, that's just the way it is. I love it. People are like, you know, Disney does things for art. I'm like, bitch, Disney didn't do anything for art anymore. It's all about the money.
It started out as art.
It did start. Yeah. And they almost went bankrupt. That is true. You want to know the real Disney story? Let me tell you the real Disney story. You look into the first five movies that Walt Disney did. Those were art. And he did art and he almost broke the company doing it. His brother had to rein him in. They were on the verge of bankruptcy. And after a couple of scares and then after his artsy fartsy animators went on strike against him, he's like, you know what? Fuck it. It's a business. Let's make money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did, right? And he did what he had to do to make money because you can't make art unless you have the money to bankroll the art. So, but in this case, they've lost track. At least there was a kernel of art left with Disney. And I would even argue Eisner. There was a kernel of like creativity there. I think Josh DeMaro maybe, but Iger was not a creative person. This is a purely transactional thing.
Well, here's the thing with Iger, though. He wasn't a creative person, but for a long time when he was started, he actually had hired people that were work people that were, but then they got rid of those people. Yes. And then it became, you know, more about, then he referred, everybody referred to his product. And now we have sequel after sequel after sequel or remake. Like there's very little that's made that's new. And then what they make that's new, you can tell is sanitized or is, you know, agendified to the place that no one wants it. So it doesn't do well. Like, you know, Lightyear, they made these bad choices. It wasn't even this is a story that, you know, Andy watched. Hell, like it was.
No, there's no way a kid would watch
that movie. Story 5, like an actual one, does phenomenally well. You know, they're not picking the right things. Like Hopper's, you know, Elio, even more, You know, you have to pick the right types of things. And I think what they've been doing is they've been listening to the wrong types of ideas.
Yeah, I was listening to the other day, I was listening to Secret Galaxy, it used to be Toy Galaxy, and they were talking about the history of the gummy bears. It was pretty interesting because some of the stuff I
bouncy here and there and everywhere.
Yeah.
That one?
Yes. Some of the things I actually did not know, but it was very interesting. They talked about Eisner, not Iger. We get mixed up. There's a lot. So we talked about Eisner. Eisner had a bunch of guys from Disney over. He said, hey, we need to push into television animation. And people were hypercritical of Disney back then because they're like, you guys, it's just a cash grab trying to do TV animation, whatever. But they did gummy bears because the candy was popular. They changed the spelling and the connection to candy so they could get away with it without having to pay royalties. But it was product. Eisner was like, my kids like gummy bears. Make a cartoon show called Gummy Bears.
I loved gummy bears.
And they're like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. He's like, no, do it. And apparently they didn't do it right away. They're like, yeah, Eisner was drinking or something before a meeting. I don't know what was going on. And a couple of weeks later, he's like, where's my pitch for the gummy bear show? And it wound up being this massive, massive hit. because they did it in such a way that it was creative. But even that, like, Wuzzles and Gummy Bears were...
I loved Wuzzles, too.
Yeah, they did Wuzzles, too. Wuzzles didn't do very well, but they did a lot of these, like, kind of product-y things, but it's still, there was some creativity to it. Now it just, everything just feels like, let's just make the same thing over again, because, you know, whatever.
It is. It's very, Disney used to be, like, on the edge of everything, and they were always, like, the leader. And now it's just, it just feels like they phoned it in more and more and more. And then... on top of that, the stuff with the doing the theme parks and making the cuts there and things that are doing is wildly unpopular. It just seems like they could, like you said, vacuum the money out of your pocket, or you could pay for the honor giving them more money that they would. That's all they care about.
Yeah, but a couple of comments here. This is on Global Box Office, by the way. We got more Bomb Harder.
Yes.
This person says, good, effing die movie die. A lot of people don't want this. This person, Brad Smith, says, I don't understand the point of making a movie shot for shot of the original. He's totally CGI anyway. If you're going to piss away $200 million, just give me Wolverine versus Hulk and make it just like the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have it. That, well, that's what Secret Wars is going to be, just basically in Doomsday, just, you know, cameos slapping the shit out of each other. So there we go.
Yeah, people saying that my daughter, she was the core audience, and she loved Moana too. But they went to the Way of Water, but no desire to see it. Our daughter, huge Moana fan, doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Because it's like we've already seen this movie. And she said before, like, most of the live action ones, they don't hold up. You watch them once, you're like, okay, that wasn't as bad as I... you know, thought it was going to be, and then you forget about it. Now, Lilo and Stitch actually was pretty decent.
Yeah, I was going to say Lilo and Stitch, but you can see, you can tell, though, I can't explain it. You can tell when you see the footage or you hear the idea that one might is going to do what better than the other. Like, when I heard the Moana live action, I was just like, nope, it's not going to probably fly. When I heard Lilo and Stitch, I'm like, yeah, that would have probably do well, even though I don't understand why. Tangled, I think it's dumb to do another live action, but I think that one might translate and do well. It just depends on the property, and I think that you can look at some and you think to yourself, would that work? And you can, yes. But they keep trying to do ones that won't. Like Snow White never should have happened.
I think this, Snow White shouldn't have happened. That should have been like, that is, those first five movies, those art movies that Walt Disney did when he was still an artist before he became consumed with commercialism out of necessity. Those movies need to be like, holy grail. Like, you don't touch Pinocchio. You don't touch Snow White.
They did.
But they did. You know, and
neither one did well.
No. So yeah, I would say you stay away from those.
Not the Fantasia live action.
Fantasia was supposed to be an ongoing project. It was supposed to be like you'd rotate the films out every couple of months or years or whatever, and it just never took off. And actually, I think that was one of Walt's favorites, Fantasia. Mm-hmm. And it was very ambitious because it was art. Right? And then it almost bankrupted the company. This person here says, whoever gave them the idea to do this in live action must be sacked. Well, I think that was Iger's brain fart. And
no,
he
it was
gone.
That one guy, and he was gone.
Oh, the guy they fired. Guy. They already fired him. Yeah.
He was stepping away, wink, wink, to do, bullshit. You know, other things. And it's like, no, they got rid of him. They canceled a bunch of live actions. They weren't going to do other than Moana, because it was already in production. They were going to stop there. But because Lilo and Stitch now we're going to do Tangled. So.
What do you call it? Intermittent reinforcement. So for every five bombs we have, we get one right. So then we'll just make five more bombs after that.
You know, every meme ever about the corporate boardroom and everybody just sitting there rattling off really stupid things. That's all I can think of for Disney anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. I hope Josh D'Amaro can turn around, because he actually does.
I don't think he can.
I think he's going to be, his hands are going to be tied.
No, I'll tell you what, I used to have hope. And then the more he does, since he's been there, the more I'm like, hell no.
Carousel like, Progress is a huge
the,
all,
the AI ship. Well, I mean, that one was meant to be updated every so often. I'm really concerned by some of the art that I've seen, or like the, I hope it's just that the characters look darker, because it sounds like.
No. They're race swapped. For those of you who don't know, they're race swapping the family. I can almost guarantee it.
That way.
Yeah, it looks that way from the artwork. Yes.
They're trying to block people from going to other resorts just to see, like, the decorations. Took down the gingerbread house from Grand Floridian for one bar. And there's just a bunch of choices that I think are. And then the AI push. They're getting really, really pushy about the AI, and that's also under him. So there are a lot of things that I'm a little concerned about when I see. And, you know, hopefully it can turn for the better, but I have very little hope.
Yeah, we shall see. But yeah, this one, I think people are just over it. I think we are on the other side. And I talked about this before. I think we're on the other side of peak Disney fandom, where I think it peaked right before the pandemic. And after that, people are just, they're checking out just completely. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not seeing, we talked about this before, the Disney influencers and stuff, that whole scene has collapsed. These Disney websites have collapsed. We've seen it on our end. We actually have a Disney website. It's one of the several sites that we own, but that one's not doing as well as it used to, because people just aren't.
They don't care anymore.
So we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Please subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.